Everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So we're here today with another wonderful program, and it's the 29th of August. This is the last Monday in 2011. So we got a couple more days left for the end of the month. So let's do some emotional clearing for people. And here we go. So think of a situation that you may have had over the weekend. Maybe you have somebody back east. Maybe you are, knee-high in water. I don't know. But if you're listening, we'll see if we can clear that emotional energy away from you. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am out here, yes. And welcome, everybody, to Monday afternoon or Monday evening for those of you in later time zones on BBS. And, Ron, maybe we should just, because you were just mentioning it before I forget, we're going to be moving the time slot for the Saturday show on BBS. So do you want to give the details, Ron?
Yeah, we're going to switch over to Station 2. And we'll be on earlier, which is nice for a lot of you, especially back in New York. So it'll be the same time. So our Wednesday program will still be on Station 1, but Friday and Saturday will be the same time. So three nights will be the exact same time, and we'll be on Station 2 Friday and Saturday, same time. But Station 1 will be the same on Wednesday. So if I didn't mix you up too much, I'm just trying to make it consistent here. So same time, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, but Friday and Saturday will be Station 2. So maybe you can reintegrate that again, Carrie.
Okay, so yeah, so basically we're moving 2 hours earlier on Saturday, and we're going over to Station 2. So it'll be 7 p.m., I think it might even be 6:55, I'm not sure, just before 7 on Saturday on Station 2 Eastern, and just before 10, sorry, that was Pacific. We're both a mess today, Ron. 10 p.m. Pacific on Saturday, so you guys don't have to stay up quite so late. Okay, gosh, I hope that's clear. I think we both just really made that more lengthy than it needed to be. Sorry, guys. So, okay, we'll say that again at the end of the show when we've got our brains on straight. I don't see any questions yet, Ron, but Pauline is mentioning something about ley lines that you, I think, mentioned at the very end of the Q&A on Friday, and Pauline is saying work on the ley lines, Q&A, Ron requested assistance. Do you remember what you said, Ron? I remember you mentioning something about that, but I don't remember the details. Maybe you were asking us to timeline crash ley lines.
Yeah, that's very possible, yeah. So let's do that right now. So if you want to see how your body feels, the ley lines, what you could call grid lines, I believe they're the exact same thing. It's just something that maybe the dark side mapped out on the planet so that they can keep track of you where you're walking. So anyway, that's kind of awful, or where you're living, to keep you in one particular location. So let's do that here. And here we go. So let's crash the ley lines, disconnect them from your body. Now, this is all body energy. And we'll disconnect them from where you're sitting right now. Now, naturally, like I say, the proof is in the pudding. So you got to see. I don't know where that phrase came from. I don't know what kind of proof it would be, if it was alcohol or not. But anyway, maybe somebody might know where that phrase came from or what it really pertains to. Maybe they had a pudding sampling contest or something. I don't know. But anyway, here we go. So just see how your body responds by being disconnected from where you're physically sitting right now. See if you feel freer. That's the main thing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So the question, I guess, would be, how do you feel? The next question is, are the ley lines set up for you on your natal chart? Very possibly it would be. Remember, you have to live somewhere, and they're probably put in place upon your birth to where you're going to be living. I know I've talked to people in the past who have had charts done. I don't know the exact name of the astrology for that, but they have had their charts done. Maybe somebody knows what it is. Maybe it's a typo or something or other. I don't know. It's been so long.
Astrocartography, I think.
That's it. And they can tell you where you should be living or maybe where you're going to be living. And then some people have mentioned that, this is where I'm supposed to be living, but it's in the middle of the ocean, you know. They can't do that. But remember, there's always clues to where you are. And then you wonder, gee, if I'm not living where I'm supposed to be living, then why not? Well, maybe they connected to you anyway. And at that point, as they connected to you, then they anchored you to that location so you can't move out of your own way. And some people, I've even talked to people that said, I haven't even moved out, lived anywhere else, lived here my whole life, and they haven't even been out of their own town. So that was really strange to me to hear that. But, you know, they said, well, everything is here. I got my grocery store, my hardware store, and a dress shop or whatever, and everything was there in their own town, so they didn't really want to go elsewhere. But what's really going on there? So anyway, back to you, Carrie. We'll see how people are feeling on the fast chat here.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you've lived in a lot of places around the world like I have, what does that mean that we're people like that are hooked up to a lot of places permanently?
I would assume that you're probably hooked up to those energies when you get there, and then very possibly, you know, you can't get rid of them, and you're stuck where you are.
Yeah. Wow.
So, just got a message. I believe it's in, I think it's North Carolina, thereabouts. If not mistaken, but they're having, since we did that clearing, all of a sudden the skies turn gray and there's thunder and weird things happening. Just started. So let's do a timeline crash for that location. Here we go. This, I think it's North Carolina. So one, two, three, this is a timeline crash to get rid of these alien ship clouds. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I think we have a sponsor tonight, and I believe it was Pauline. So, if you want to call in, Pauline, I remember seeing an email from you a while back. So, if you want to call in, please do, and we'll put you on today for the sponsor, if you wish to do.
Oh, a beep.
Got a beep?
Yeah, somebody there?
Oh, my.
Okay.
A coughing somebody.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Who's this?
Are you still there?
Hello?
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 Yes, we're here.
We can hear you.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, guys. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I have a question. This is the second time I'm doing a set of timeline crashes, and I need to know if I'm doing them correctly because I'm always, like, you know, a little unsure. I'm working within one timeline, but I have six windows open. The first window is for step one. The second for step two, three, four, five, six, within timeline one. Is that allowable?
Yes. Very good.
Okay, so
yeah,
then my next question is, how many windows can I do within a timeline at the same time? How many open windows can I have?
Hey, you could do probably typically 4 to 5. I would not do more than...
Okay.
Remember, this is going to affect your body.
Yes, I'm.
Shooter, my...
I'm feeling it today. I was unable. I did timeline one last night in this manner with five windows at one time, and then I did timeline two this morning, and I am feeling the effect. I was really unable to do very much today. I was like. Kind of had to sit at home because my energy just was not there to do too much.
Yep, so that's good. At least you know that it is affecting you some way, and that's good because you are coming back here. So that's great.
Is that what that means, that I'm coming back here?
Yeah, you were out on timelines, and you're coming back, and either your body or your spirit's probably pretty tired. And,
sorry, you broke up a little bit. My body or my spirit was pretty what?
Was probably pretty tired. Because
yeah.
You're out there doing stuff. You're living a life.
Yeah.
You're on the treadmill somewhere, okay?
Yeah, that's what it felt like. That's what it feels like. And I'm kind of pretty tired of it. And I'm doing that experiment at superimposing a time that was better. Onto this timeline.
Yes, how is that working for you? What have you felt?
I don't know. I just started. And today is the second day. I've done two timelines so far. And I have to do, I think you suggested about 20.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So I will call you guys. How long? I'm sorry. I know I don't. Your co-host, her name, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Carrie.
Said, how long did it take for her results to start showing up?
I think I got results within a few days after.
Hello.
After that, hi. Can you hear me? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Maybe she can just hear you, Ron. Do you want to tell her?
How long, Carrie?
Just a couple of days.
2 days, okay. Carrie did it for 2 days.
No, my results started showing up after about 2 days.
So in 2 days she felt the results coming.
So maybe we've lost our caller, Ron. I'm not sure.
Maybe somebody could type it in the fast chat there.
Yeah. Oop.
Okay, someone else out there?
Can you hear me, Carrie?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Pauline. Yeah, I get an echo, though.
I think, yes. Okay, so I should call back in?
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe get on a different line. That's very, very echoey. Sorry. Okay. Okay, well, Ron, maybe while we're waiting for Pauline to call back in, Janice is asking for sample clearing for 11 and 111.
Okay. So 11 and 111. Okay. Here we go. So this would be like a natal chart clearing. So the number 11. Here we go. So getting rid of the energy on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, can't. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how you feel with 11. Now we'll do triple ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the four ones, 11, 11. And 1, 2, oh, wow, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, yeah, I felt that 111. I'm also feeling, I have to say, kind of adrift, I'm just realizing, which is probably the ley line, the ley line time crashes you were doing. I just realized I feel a bit like I'm drifting around the room a bit almost.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still in my chair. That's rather interesting. So did Pauline call back in? Are you on the line? I'm not sure if I heard a beep or not. Are you there, Pauline? No, maybe not. Okay.
You can always call me, Pauline, if you want. And I'm on the call 9125 and I'd be able to conference you in on my phone if you can't get through on BBS. So anyway, here we go.
Okay.
Next.
All right, let's have a look. So there's some questions here. Okay. M is saying that they have a headache from 10-hour barcode session. Is that a common occurrence?
I have not heard anybody mention having a headache from barcodes. Is that the death barcode one?
D barcodes, yes, it
yeah,
is.
I have not heard of that yet from anybody. Normally people just feel better.
So maybe I wonder if you've done the stress barcode section of that clearing. Perhaps it's something to do with needing to do that. There's a second question, and I'm not sure what part of this means, but it says, can you also explain on the death barcode clearing option 2, ESDB, death barcode, ES. I'm not sure what that means. How long?
Well, we got the emotional body and spirit body. Then we got the stress one. Maybe it's emotional stress death barcode. Okay.
Yeah, so that's 2 hours.
Okay, so if it's emotions that you're talking about, then the emotions is the emotional body knowing that you would have died. So let's say you had 10 of those, right? Hypothetically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so each time you go through doing the 1 hour taking it off your body, then your emotional body is going to go, oh, man, I could have lost my physical body. You know, it would have been dead. And where would I go? So it could be having all those emotions. And it could have even had them stored up inside of you, knowing that that was your time to go. And then it, like, stuffed the emotions, and then your next barcode came up. So it could have 10 occurrences of emotional trauma that you are carrying, because that emotional body is living. Remember, it's a conscious body. It's a spirit body. And it would know that it would have lost its home, okay? So that would be a lot of trauma if you had 10 death barcodes. So you have to remember, that's why sometimes you might feel funky after doing one of the death barcodes, because, in fact, some people even said they actually felt and even smelled the stench of death around their body.
Wow.
Like, hey, okay, people have told me that. And they said it was pretty awful, and they had to work through that by, you know, continuing the clearing to get it away.
Wow.
So, you know, that could have been even the same situation being brought forth from a past life of the exact same thing. And, you know, maybe that emotional body hooked into the DNA. And, you know, you have to look at it. Does it, you know, when does the emotional body leave the physical body? Okay? I would imagine that there could be times you know, people who hang out, emotional bodies that hang out, you know, at graveyards, they're with that physical body as it's decaying. Okay? So, let's just do a sample clearing of that here. So let's take one of your past lives, and your emotional body is going to know this as it connects to your DNA. And it will know the emotional body that was with you at that time. Remember, all things are with you right now from the past. And so very possibly, you know, the physical body died, and that emotional body stayed inside of it through the decaying, you know, process. And maybe you weren't buried. Maybe the flies got to you, and, you know, from there you get the maggots, and you start stinking and reeking. I don't want to make
lovely.
It gory sounding, but that's what happens. We all know. You know, if you have a dead rat in your house or something, or a mouse, you know, or whatever, you know, all of a sudden you go, where's that smell coming from, you know? Something could have died underneath your house, possibly. And after about a week, it kind of goes away. So let's do that right now. We're going to take one of those times, and this may not be very pleasant, but you may have a lot of relief from it. Remember, the past haunts you. Here we go. We're going to take one of those, your emotional body. Remember, it's still a spirit, not the ones that look out of your eyes, but it's still with you. And it's going to find the time that was the most devastating for it. Here we go. And we're going to take away the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I better do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if Pauline's there. So you there, Pauline?
Yes, finally the dark let me through. I refuse to let them win. I refuse to let them win. I no longer am scared of them anymore.
Well done.
Especially
so, Pauline, you're our sponsor for tonight. So you're our sponsor, so... What do you want to talk about?
Oh, no, I was just going, I wanted to know if you wanted call-ins, because it was in response to the ley lines. It's so strange, because I did mention on the Q&A, and I'm not going to get into details, but basically somebody in the dark side had mentioned that all the spots on the planet are on timelines. The ones that, you know, like Stonehenge and Giza, they all are on a timeline. Never thought of it that way. So that would make sense that the ley lines, what you actually requested, because I already started doing it based on that show, hearing that nonsense, and I go, oh my goodness, I got to crash timeline. So I was really angry to realize that that's how they're tricking us. And I did already figure out the ley lines were grid lines, and that was really important to know. And then I started using the location space clearing to do my space and wherever the heck I'm going now. So they can't connect to me that way. So that's what I wanted to share, but I don't know. I'm glad somebody called in before and was asking those questions. And actually, Ron, I was having some, I wanted to share something, and since you did give us on the intensive, you know, since some of us you felt would need the death barcode and the mind of the body, that was such a great, gift that you gave us. I did it, and I was so tired yesterday. I had to cut myself off of the call. I had to leave. I didn't even tell you I was leaving. I'm hoping I was still, I didn't tell you, so I assume I was absentee. I don't know, but I'm praying that that's what, well, not praying. I'm assuming since I put myself on absentee, but I did call in the beginning, that if I ever decide to drop off or fall asleep, then I'm automatically absentee, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, good. I didn't really plan on today being this show for sponsoring, since you did, I guess you never responded, so I assume you just didn't have
You're on,
time.
Pauline. Oh, it's your, it,
okay.
On it now, so.
Okay.
Go ahead. So we are changing the time over. On,
I'm so glad about that.
Yeah, on Saturday. So we're going to be on station two at, let's say 8 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock, 6:55. So 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Right?
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock.
That's what I was hoping one day you would do. So that's great. Because everybody I asked to come on, they always fall asleep. The people that I expected to be on, they had stuff happen. They couldn't hear the show. So I was like, oh, again. Every time I try to get people on, they either come on and then something happens or they fall asleep. It's because it's so late. So I'm glad.
I know. I know. When I go back there, it's rough too, you know.
But be careful,
definitely
Ron.
Well aware of that.
Station 2 has a lot more problems. I notice on Fridays is when we have the problems with the Station 2 because
they are correcting the problems.
Okay, the phone access line, Ron, I think it's because of the dark side that's on Station 2. I'm just telling you that. That's my impression.
Okay, well, we'll fix that.
That
used to be after changing into a whole new system.
Okay,
so everything will be corrected and work great.
Okay, well, can we talk about, I guess, if you don't mind me bringing up the intensive, it is the last one for the week, but do you mind me, you know, asking a few questions on that?
No, go ahead.
I'm still, like I said, I haven't been back in a long time, so I'm still not quite clear how how it differs from when I used to do it over a year ago. So you got the water page, right? And according to the instructions, you're supposed to use the water page the midnight of that Sunday. Is that correct, or I can spread it out because I come on your Wednesday conference calls?
Oh, okay, So you've been on the 8-hour intensive. What you have with that call, which I'm giving people, is the yummy water one for water charging. And I think it might be active until the 10th of next month. I'm not 100% sure.
It says on the page.
Okay.
Ron, it says on the page you got to use it by midnight of the Sunday intensive. That's
okay.
What it says instruction-wise, so I'm asking you to clarify that before.
Okay, I'll have to check with the webmaster, so I don't know what it says on it. So.
Okay, well, that's what
normally
it says.
I had them run over so that they would be, you know, always in use for people who would be on the calls from 1 month to the next. So we'll just find out here. So anyway.
All right. The other question, I guess, regarding, that was very interesting that you had a new room that I never heard of, but that's because I've been on a lot of the conference calls in over a year, that you had a room to help some of us who were up all night, that it was, you know, as if we just had the whole night's sleep. And actually, it didn't happen for me. I was extra tired, Ron. I've been working since the 8-8 thing. So I haven't been sleeping very well since that long. So maybe I couldn't let myself sleep. Plus, I wanted to hear the show, the entire intensive, but I couldn't take it anymore. I did half of it, and then I just let somebody else take notes for me because I also wanted to ask your permission to put some of that up so people have an idea of what happens during an intensive. That's what I asked you about. So I'm hoping that when we put this together and I send it to your other people, to okay, then if that's okay with you, I would think the Yahoo group or the Wiki page is a place that you would want us to at least just the one sample, not that I do every week, every intensive, just so they have an idea of what goes on. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's a good idea, Pauline.
Okay, great. Then what other questions did I have? Oh, yes. Now, I keep hearing conflicting things about when you're on the 3 weeks. We're on for 4 weeks. In other words, the week that you break, are we really on the light shift for that last week that you're not, you know,
yes,
like
you are. Yes,
the 1 week break?
Yeah, you're on
great.
A week.
I just wanted to be sure.
After that call, yeah. So you're on it for a whole month plus.
Oh, okay. And so that also includes the past life.
Yeah, but you
timeline.
you cannot request physical healings.
Only quarantine healings.
Physical healing could deal with quarantine, but not on the light shift to have physical healings. You're just in quarantine as they find the bits and pieces of you as you're out in the cosmos and they're reconstructing you. That's what that quarantine room is about, to get rid of the darkness in you. And the new room, which is the oscillation room, finds the parts in you that are cloned and gets those out of you, and then they also still look for the parts of you going out to the other universes of darkness.
Can you request the oscillation room when you're like down here and you feel that there's something you need to ask the light ship?
I'm saying
in your spirit.
Call.
Can I?
So if you're on the call, if you're on the eight-hour call, you could probably request it. I don't know if they're going to really hear you or not, because you're going to be up there as they're working with you in their own way of looking. It's possible they may take it under consideration, okay? But they're doing their routine to find different parts of you that they're looking for. But
so I'm not connected,
the one that
Ron?
You request yourself for, those are on the other calls where we go inside of the light ship. There's a big difference.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, can I request, when I know what's going on, I know I'm in quarantine, if I'm aware, if something comes up in my spirit, tells me, can I, since I'm on quarantine, in quarantine room, can I connect to the light beings that are in quarantine with me to tell them what I've become aware of so they look into it?
That would probably be fine, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I've always wondered. I know not, so the only other way to get regular healing is come on the conference calls, like if you want to be on the month, you have that option, or whenever you feel is appropriate, you can come on to get the regular healing, right?
Yes, that's the one that we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And part of the intensive, we are doing healing work, yes? We're also in the light ship and whatever's not in quarantine.
Both, right. Uh-huh.
Okay, this is what I wanted to clarify. Half the times I didn't understand what was going on, and now, you know, it's getting clearer and clearer what actually happens up there.
Part of you that the dark side has captured, this could be part of your spirit, could be part of your body, could be both. They could be in two different places. So when they find those parts, you know, they're putting together the puzzle pieces of you that aren't here. Once they find those, then they clean them off, make sure there's no darkness, and then they take you into the light ship and they reconstruct you and put those puzzle pieces back into your spiritual blueprint. So the dark side steals your spiritual blueprint. It can steal your spirit. So if your spirit's stolen, a part of you is stolen, you will never have a healing. And the light ship, what they do is that's why we go up to the light ship. They reconstruct, they don't reconstruct. They recreate you in wholeness with your spirit. But if that part is stolen down here, you may not have a healing because the part of you is taken by the darkness. This is why the quarantine healings are so important, because they look for the parts of you that are stolen by the aliens, the part of your spirit and the parts of your body. So
I
guess to
Ron,
be,
I just realized something.
Once you understand it, but for the first timer, you wonder, well, gee, I still have my whole body in front of me here. I got all my fingers. Are you trying to tell me that my little finger might not be a real physical finger? And the answer would be, yes, it would be. If the dark side took off your finger and put in a cloned finger on you, Yes, then it would not be of light. And you may have a finger problem for your whole life because it does not hold light to it, because it is not created from light. It's still going to work in your body, but it's not going to have the same energy that the real spirit energy of your body, your spiritual blueprint, and your spirit with that finger would be able to maintain.
Okay, so based on what you just said, then if I had gone to a dark side practitioner like a psychic surgeon, I don't remember the date, but if I could pinpoint that and do the overlay and go back in time and so that that didn't happen, so I wouldn't lose that part of me, is that possible then to try to do help in that way?
You're bringing forth a reality and mind energy, but you're not going to be able to overcome what was taken from you. Light your path to find it.
So that won't help. The overlay won't work for this portion.
No, it's only for physical manifestations here. Remember, the dark side is what everybody typically uses for manifestation because you work with the law of cause and effect. So what you're doing is you're using, this is just like your billboard, you're using a past reality in mind energy, which you may have liked, and you're superimposing that from the past into your future. And so
I'm trying to do it. I was just trying to say, could I go back and stop them from having myself have done that by overlaying the time thing that you said, that I think you said that we could do certain things, and that's what I was asking out loud.
But you could prevent them from doing it, but the dark side may not want to release you. Okay?
Uh-oh. Well, that's why would timeline crash it.
That's why your timeline crashing to try to find the parts of you, yeah.
That's what I mean. When I say I'm going to do the overlay, first I would timeline crash it, of course, if I could pinpoint the time frame it was. That's what I don't remember when exactly I did these events. If I could find it, I have my diaries and whatever, I could go and see when my appointments were so I could actually go back and assist them to help find my parts, I assume. That's what I'm trying to ask you.
I think it would help. But, the timeline crash could crash the timeline, and then you want to do a space-time crash. And, you don't know if they sold you, sold the part of you that they captured to some other alien, you see. So it may not go deep enough. But, yeah, it is, to be very simplistic, I would say it could help.
Okay.
You could have been passed around.
I've got to tell you about the feedback.
Yeah. You could have been passed around, to a couple hundred alien races since that time, okay?
Ugh.
And all they got
to
fly to dice you and take a little piece of you and sell it on the auction block, and they can go to a couple hundred alien races, and they're experimenting with you. And then you wonder why you have physical problems here, because that part is still alive, living with you, and they can connect it to you down here. It takes a little part of you, a little piece of one of your cells, and they can connect right back to your body through a timeline.
And when you self-heal yourself with, Ron, when you used whatever modality you studied and self-healed yourself, you were actually giving it over to the aliens, weren't you?
What's that again?
I said when some of us who got attuned in certain modalities healed ourselves with that energy, we let the aliens have us, right?
Yeah. You said, here I am, free game. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, that's what I tried to
tell you. I sold myself off. Okay, that's really interesting. I gave myself my own slavery.
You bought yourself slavery for free. Yeah, you didn't pay for it. They took you. They didn't give you anything in return.
I voluntarily gave myself over. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I cannot believe this.
You sold your spirit
to
the darkness, yeah. So I guess the Christians would say that you sold yourself to the devil.
Self-sabotage right there, Ron.
Right there, yep.
Can you timeline crash the self-sabotage right now, please, for us on the air?
I can do one of those situations. So here
either we prayed for, people prayed for us, or we prayed for ourselves. That's another self-sabotage, asking for the aliens to take us over. So if you didn't do any alternative healing modalities, you still did that, maybe. Prayed for, asked for help from some G.O.D. up there.
I think the best people here living would be the people who are probably agnostics. You know, they don't believe in God.
I wish I had stayed agnostic. I was so stupid to explore.
For curiosity killed the cat.
I thought I was missing something.
Yeah, curiosity killed the cat. Here we go. So,
okay.
Self-sabotage clearing and betrayal to your, we'll do betrayal to your spirit next. So here
self-betrayal.
We go. One. Yep, two, self-sabotage and we'll do betrayal. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we're going to do betrayal to your spirit. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Wow.
So everybody should feel probably sadness right now. Question here from M. Ron, is there instant karma with the darkness? No, there's no such thing. You know, they don't believe in karma probably. Imagine they might have their own karma, but it's not what you're thinking about here. So if they do something wrong to you, are they going to get their, you know, a couple of spanks or whatever, you know? They're going to be forced to come back into another lifetime? No, I don't see that as happening. It's what they brought us here to keep you locked here. Now, they could be locked also where they are, being in darkness. And that's why they want to get out of the darkness. That's why they want to steal you, because they want to get light. You see, so that's the process. But they want to steal you to get light frequency, because they're afraid of probably the darkness and the mind control. So you're their food, and you're their way maybe that they think they can get out of here with you. But regardless, yeah, they're not going to suffer any retribution because the light doesn't do that. Is the dark going to punish them for what they're doing? Probably not. You know, why would they? All the darkness does that. They steal spirits, which could be, use your word soul if you want. They steal the spirit and the body, and they abduct you. So is there any consequences to that? Well, maybe if they happen to steal you when someone else wanted you, another alien race wanted you, maybe they'll get into a war or battle over it because they wanted you before, they took you. Maybe somebody else took you in place of what they wanted from you. That'd be the only thing that they'd have probably as far as karma or, you know, having a situation. But no, there's no such thing. The light doesn't punish anything. So no, the karma is only down here to keep you stuck here. Remember that the teachings of Buddha got kind of misconstrued slightly, and the karma is your genetic codings that's in your body. That's what you want to heal. That's what Jesus taught. Same process. That's why he came to teach that, to jumpstart people so when Jesus came, he'd be ready, able and willing, so that people would be able to understand that, yeah, I got to clean up my body because I'm full of gunk. That's my karma. That's my judgments. I'm cleaning out judgments. And so anyway, there's no such thing, I would say, as far as karma with the darkness. Back to you, I guess, Pauline or Carrie, whoever wants to come on here.
Well, there is a question from Nate that fits in a little bit with what you were asking about timelines, Pauline, a little bit ago. Nate is asking, oh, there's another beep. Nate is asking, with the timeline cut and paste, which I assume that's the overlay thing we've been talking about, can multiple ages be put in, and what are the age ranges? For example, if I felt best emotionally at age 14, could I put that in?
Well, I would say yeah, but I guess you could. Normally, on a timeline, you're dealing with what you want to manifest, okay? So I was looking at it more as, you know, you had a better life, and so you would want to have that brought forward. And most people see a better life maybe as being more prosperous, you know, and less stuff. But, yeah, I imagine that the emotions, you know, would be this very similar, because if you're emotionally distraught, you know, for years, then, yeah, that could probably help you. But remember, you know, if you are emotionally distraught, then, you know, I'll ask you, have you had your emotional healing yet? You know, that's what you want to look at. The timeline is only a Band-Aid. That's what's happening right now, okay? It's not going to correct everything wrong with you. It's just strictly a Band-Aid for right now in this moment, so that you can have some relief and reprieve from what's happening to you on a timeline. And they abduct you because of your past stuff. So that's kind of where we are. I hope I made that clear. Maybe you could talk about it, Carrie, in case you need to say it again.
Yeah. Well, basically, I guess the bottom line is you don't want to be generating emotions. So you probably might not want to do a timeline overlay that involved emotions, because you're going to just be feeling those emotions, whatever they are, and gunking up your emotional body, which is, you know, one of the things that we're trying to keep clear so that we don't end up with physical problems as a result of it or getting abducted onto more timelines because of it. I know when you did the overlay on the show the other day, Ron, you asked us to pick another thing that we wanted to overlay, and the one that I chose was the energy level that I had when I was 20. That's the thing that I thought of when you were doing that one. So that probably wouldn't be something that's in judgment the way an emotion is. So I guess that's what I would say, is that probably you don't want to do it with emotions, because that's something we're trying to clear rather than generate more of.
That's good, yes. Uh-huh.
Anything to add, Pauline? Uh-oh. Are you still there, Pauline?
Yeah, I finally got the call back in, because I either disconnected myself or was disconnected.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which way.
Okay.
So I guess I need more clearing, Ron. Can you do another timeline crash for something else? I don't know. Every
yeah,
time
yeah.
you do another
timeline
crash.
What would you like a timeline crash for?
Self-denial and self-sacrifice.
Okay, so you got to think of a situation that happened to you with, okay?
Okay.
We've got to bring up that emotion. So here we go. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the other one now. Here we go. Are you ready, Pauline?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So I see Stephanie is kind of asking some questions after listening to the show over again, which is good. So one way to look at it, remember, since we're running programs here and we live with programs, what do we have on the computer that we have to worry about now besides viruses, right? They talk about identity theft, right? Hello, remember, everything that you hear about on a computer, problems with them, is also what could be relating to you, okay, in the situation of your life. So identity thefts. What does that mean? They're stealing parts of you, and they do it through programs, okay? So that's the way you have to look at it. What's the program? A program would be a timeline, okay? So if you say a timeline is a parallel lifetime, a timeline is a program. We talked about that many times about this here, because you're living a life on a parallel life, okay, on a timeline. And so that's the way that they're taking you, like your identity of you, and you're being recreated somehow, and you're living another life somewhere else. So that would be identity theft. Now, what can they do to you on that timeline? They can sell bits and pieces of you. I mentioned this a long time ago. So let's say alien race A happens to go to the auction block, and they buy 10 minutes of their time, okay, because you're living a timeline. So somebody is controlling time, or something is controlling time out there. Who or what, I have no idea what it would be, but we all know we live with time because you have a wristwatch or a clock, okay? And like right now, it's 54 minutes before the hour. So we're controlled by time. Now, let's say an alien race buys a part of you. They take a piece of you, a part of you, or the whole piece, for 10 minutes. And maybe they paid $100 for you for 10 minutes. And you're really an emotional person, and they go, man, this person, man, they're really emotional. So I'm going to sell and make some money, some profit on you. And so now they sell maybe you to other alien races for 10 seconds apiece. And maybe they get 10 bucks apiece for that, and they're making a great profit on you. Now, what are they doing to you after they buy you for 10 seconds? Maybe that alien race is selling you for 1 second apiece some other alien race. Maybe you can't afford the 10 bucks. Maybe they only afford a dollar, okay? So all of a sudden, you wonder why you're so spread out across the universe. That's the reason. Universe of darkness. Now, what are they doing to you on those timelines? Do they have you in a torture chamber? Are they cutting you apart? Some people out there, when you do a timeline crash, you go, man, I got a pain in my body. I did that timeline crash and it went away. Well, what's happening to your body? What's happening to your spirit? It's only telling you that, hey, they were doing something to me that's affecting me here. So that's the nuts and bolts of the whole thing. Remember, my main thing is, where are you when you're not here? Nobody has that answer. You don't know. So that is kind of maybe the whole show's headline, what you're talking about here, the theme, you know, the last 2 minutes. Where are you when you're not here, and where do they take you? Remember, you have a spirit, you have a body, and both can be affected. They can slice and dice your body. They can slice and dice your spirit. And how many races could have you? I know that you're probably all getting a little maybe green behind the ears here. But that's why you don't want to go to church. That's why you don't want to pray to something outside of yourself. That's why you don't want to have attunements. You know, it's the whole process is get back to yourself. This is what we're here to try to help you do, is not to go outside of yourself and talk to other people and get attunements, get attached to the darkness, because your mind is telling you so. Okay? That's why you have to go into your heart. So it's very, very simple once you finally catch on. But the mind control is so strong here that most people are not going to understand what I'm even talking about. They're going to go, oh, no, it couldn't be true, you know? And just look up in the sky. Look at those flat-bottom clouds of alien ships. What are they doing to you? You know? Remember, the flat-bottom clouds are forming around the alien ships that you physically cannot see with your eyes, okay? But the atmosphere conditions or whatever's happening with those clouds, the clouds just somehow appear around them. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We got maybe a few minutes left here.
Yeah, we just have a couple of
minutes. Something quickly.
Do you have anything else, Pauline, that you'd like to ask real quick? We're able to go to the top of the hour, so we have
I just wanted to make a comment about, yes, definitely, Vaughn, my second clearing was the parallel lives, that was before you even had timeline crashes. So that was a very, wow, I was dizzy when you kept clearing the clone bodies living on clone Earths. That was very profound for me, and I also did immediately after that the clone body, clone planets. I mean, that's what, like I said, if you didn't have done that, I probably would be all over the place. I probably would never have gotten a lot of my spirit back, despite the fact, you know, being on the intensive. So that was very important. And then the ley line, when I was doing the ley line crashes, I was so dizzy, Rod. I felt like I was in a tornado, spinning. I had to stop. And now I understand why you say when you're doing the space-time crashing, that's really important. You have to be, you can't do it for anybody else because they could be going through, dizziness. And I was really glad I was stuck inside with the storm because when I did that, I never felt that dizzy in my life before. It was connecting to all the ley lines. I was asking to clear the timelines for that. So
perfect.
I really got dizzy.
Yeah.
Right. Well done.
Okay, so it looks like our time is coming to an end. So thank you, Pauline. And
thank you.
Anything you have to add, Carrie? We got our conference call for physical healing coming up in a half an hour.
Yeah, so if you haven't been to the light chip.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. Next show is Wednesday on BBS Station 1, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And I know somebody was asking, I think, if it was this Saturday that the time was going to change. And it is, right, Ron? It's this coming Saturday that the show will be earlier at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yep.
Station 2.
So the shows for Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday are the same time, just that we're going to be on Station 2 on Friday and Saturday to make it very simple. So we'll see you back on the next program here on BBS on Wednesday. So blessings, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and see you later. Thank you, Annika.
Ron.
Thank you, Pauline. Carrie.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Pauline. Bye-bye, everybody.